This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. And we have just completed a most magnificent six-day seminar and a beautiful celebration of our 30th anniversary of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California. And we had a lovely group of about 45 guests here yesterday, and everyone just had a ball. And we gave a wonderful ceremony, and the sky was blue and the sun was shining, and we were all so happy and full of love and full of happiness. And then we went out and called the program to order at 2:30 in the afternoon, and the rain fell, and it fell, and it fell. It was gorgeous. And we moved into the monastery, we moved into the buildings, and everyone thoroughly enjoyed it. They just sat there drying out like a bunch of wet rabbits. But it was just a glorious affair. Now, we have just in the previous talk given you the talks by all of the individuals who were leaving at that moment, who were present. Now we have a few more monks at the monastery and individuals at the monasteries, and my grandson who is here to visit, who would like to give you at least a couple of minutes of what it meant to them to be at the retreat, at the seminar, and also at the 30th anniversary. First, we're going to dig down deep and go down under to Heinz Oertli, the Reverend Heinz Oertli, who has come to us from Switzerland and New Zealand, and now he's a man of the universe. And Reverend Oertli, would you like to tell us about your experience at the 30th anniversary?
Thank you very much, Herb, for that lovely introduction. I have a wonderful experience being here, and the cherry of the whole experience has been that one-week seminar where we learned to speak one sentence. One sentence which can change our life, or has changed my life, a sentence which is, "I like me, I am divine order, I am peace." And all that sentence does is to work like a rubber, erasing old sentences from the past which I let into my consciousness by being a bit silly, maybe watching movies or reading papers which had thought patterns which not have been beneficial to my life. And at that time, I didn't really give much power, but I learned that what I want to put in my mind is really what I want to experience. And those thoughts which haven't been beneficial to me, they sunk into my files, in my consciousness. And now with that new sentence which I learned so well and which I speak every day, I erase all those and replace them with beautiful thoughts, thoughts which I want to experience, thoughts which are filled with joy, with happiness, with beauty. And that's the main experience from that 1 week, to learn that sentence and be not disturbed by anything in the outside, but constantly rephrase that sentence, re-say it and re-say it and re-say it till it really sinks in, till it really sprouts in myself and brings fruits. And those fruits, they are really yummy. When I arrived the first day, I went to the orchard to see if there is any fruit, because from the last experiences from being here, there were always beautiful fruits in that orchard. And I was quite astonished to see that there was no fruit at all. There was only one little blossom on an apple tree, and that was quite charming. I thought, well, it's always nice to have flowers to be welcomed. So after this six-day retreat, I went back to that little orchard, and I looked at the tree and I thought, it would have been nice to at least have one apple or fruit. And I looked into the tree, well, there it was. And then I looked at the apple and I thought, it's a little apple and it's imperfect. That's not me. No, I don't like that. And I looked a bit further and there was a beautiful big apple. I thought, yes, that's me. That I have created. And now I'm ready for the big apple. And I took it from the tree as a lovely present and I enjoyed it. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Reverend Dr. Ingeborg Fuchert, would you like to share with us what you think about the week and the 30th anniversary.
I'm Ingeborg, and I like to say that the special event for me is the three-hour meditation from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. That is a great effect, and it makes a great difference to me. Otherwise, it was a very, very intensive seminar, very uplifting, and still also with saying the affirmation, which right now Herb has, which now Heinz so kindly repeated, which we all enjoy and know that it is important to repeat it as much as possible as I do it. Yesterday we had the wonderful event of the final celebration of the 30th anniversary, and also the weather did not respect our desires. We succeeded to make everything for us and the guests very in a lovely, satisfying way, and everybody enjoyed the food which was prepared and could not stop to eat or take the second time. Well, this shows that everybody was really happy. And so we continue with this thinking and know that we are always in contact with those which we dearly love, and know that also all our friends, students, and guests dearly love us. This was a great event and joy for me to have all these people coming here and keep being together in a very, very simple but also comfort and uplifting way. I love you very much. Bye-bye.
Reverend Dr. Evan Jeremy, what was it the most exciting part of the adventure this past week for you?
The past week, the seminar week, was exceptionally beautiful. Not only because everything was organized so well before, and every one of our monks has really put their effort in thinking and preparing, and everything was there. The beds were prepared for the students who came for the seminar. The houses were clean. The dinners and the meals were well thought over. And especially the seminar was shared by Dr. Beile, by Herb, in an outstanding way. There were moments, I had just the feeling we were all flying together. It was a harmonious and beautiful group, a special group. We had in July and another group, and we thought, oh, there couldn't be a better group, because actually what I have seen every time we have a seminar, I say, oh, this was the best one, this was the best. And it's just like this, and it's good that it's like this. Regarding the anniversary, which we had yesterday, we celebrated, I must say that I personally always enjoy the preparation more than everything. In German we have a saying, die Vorfreude ist die größte Freude, and that is the joy, the anticipation, that is the right word, to an event. And I had so much fun in preparing and thinking everything over. I mean, we had the swimming pool all decorated and organized with tables and chairs and lights, and then we had the oak tree, our ordination tree, famous ordination tree, ready for our afternoon session, which then was changed into an inside session. And it was also spontaneous. It was also so wonderfully organized by everyone who just participated in changing from the outside in the inside. And we realized that that's actually what we really wanted, that closeness, that oneness of a group which actually who actually didn't know each other. Many people we had never met, and it was just wonderful to sit together and share and find out, hey, there are people we have since a long time on our mailing list, but we have never met. And so finally, that was a wonderful time. So we had also musicians, and maybe Anita wants to talk about it. Well, I think everybody spoke about the food already, which was so good that everything went, not even anything left for today, just the cake. But it was a total success, the seminar as well as the birthday party. All right, here is the next chair.
Reverend Cherry. Dr. Anita Knope from New Zealand, coming here, brought here especially by the New Zealand Airlines as a special delivery here in Campo, California. Reverend Knope, what do you have to say to your listening audience about the retreat, the seminar, and turn the talk toward you?
Sure. And hello, and this is Anita speaking. Not too close. What do I have to say about our seminar or about our celebration? I thoroughly enjoyed the seminar. It was really, really beautiful. And I think when we all sat in the living room on Sunday, sharing with all these visitors at our celebration, and Herb and all of us actually that gave a speech spoke so openly about I am God, God I am, and all the real deep basic philosophy that is shared here in the University of Healing. For a moment I thought, hoi yahoo, they're really putting it out there. And then I realized the first time I felt comfortable with it, because I was not concerned about what people think in the room, because before I was here many times and we gave speeches like that, and I saw the reactions with the guests, what was going on. This time all I could see is actually how much I enjoyed it, what a ball I had to listen to the talks. And it didn't matter that we talked on and on and on, and one speech after the other, it was really enjoyable. It was really enjoyable because each one had something very beautiful to say. It was really, and I realized that it didn't matter, like, we had maybe two guests that seemed to not enjoy it, but I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. I 100% feel that they did very much enjoy it, and that it really touched their hearts, because it touched my heart. It was just a bit of a show going on. But that's me too. Mm-hmm. You see, what I see is what I am. And for that, the first time, I didn't probably touch it anymore and really, really deeply enjoyed it. And then I had quite a beautiful experience, which was Ellen was starting to talk about that, about the music we had here. Because at the beginning, when we were outside and had the band playing, I was actually further up at the parking spot to greet all the newcomers. And that meant I didn't hear the violin and whoever was playing the cello and the piano playing down there. And that's, to be quite honest, was the only thing that interested me down by the boundary. Because I didn't feel like sitting in these rows of chairs and just being like somebody that watches it instead of being part of the whole thing, one with the whole thing. And I thought, So I was sitting up at the parking spot and I thought, well, I sure have the perfect solution. So it started to rain and I thought, perfect. I got to go down with the golf cart, pick them all up and bring them up to the house. So I went down to the boundary, and at that time they already had decided they move into the house. And I thought, that's beautiful. So I'll be able to play my flute, because the Native American flute is very sensitive. So if it's windy, the wind plays the flute and I'm not in total control. So later on when we had all our speeches, I was announced to play the flute, and I was really happy about it. And funny enough, my fingers were nervous, and I didn't quite hit the holes. So I actually, what I played, for me, it didn't sound harmonious. But I had such fun doing it because I felt so good about it, it didn't matter. And I had to laugh and laugh and just stopped playing then and enjoyed going on and didn't feel in any way strange about what was happening. It just flew with it. And after we had stopped our talks, I got a chance to talk to the three musicians. And it was utterly beautiful because they said to me, that's the first time we saw a flute player smiling while playing the flute. Gosh, you're living your philosophy. You're always happy. And I thought, how beautiful. Because whatever the appearance is, even if it appeared even to me that I made, in quote, a mistake, who cares? As long as my heart is happy, it doesn't matter, eh? And he was right, that's living the philosophy. And that was really, really beautiful. And I think that was, of the many, many impressions I had in this seminar, was one of the, just a really beautiful one. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. And now I pass the microphone on to Sylvia, Reverend Dr. Sylvia. Thank you.
No, go ahead. The Reverend, you're not going to talk?
No, but you...
Now we're going to hear from the Reverend Dr. Sylvia Enns, Vice President of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, and Director of the Worldwide Healing Ministry, the Worldwide Healing Ministry. And you will all know her from the GIST in the Worldwide Healing Ministry article, practitioner's letter that she writes in the GIST, which has made her famous throughout the world. I give you, with great pleasure and great honor, the Master Sylvia Enns. By any other name, the same.
No, just forget about that, but I'm just Sylvia talking to you about the seminar, about the celebration, and what I can, I'll make it also very short. So, because the seminar was very special to me, because special things happened inside of me, and probably that's all that counts, all that was important to me, and it is something that I carry on with me and stays with me. It's like a feedback which I can tune into, and it's just utterly beautiful. And the same goes for the celebration. It was just a great day, because if I think, you know, if I think in the realm of our philosophy, it was a day that was prepared very thoroughly for hours, for days, for weeks, and everything was determined and put into place. And as we started the celebration as it was planned, the weather crossed the plan out, and what was the best prepared celebration that anyone can imagine turned into the least prepared celebration, because suddenly we changed from a celebration that was prepared for hours into a celebration that was prepared and changed in half an hour, in minutes, into a perfect, smooth operation, and it was just like magic. It was something utterly beautiful. I mean, it just, everything fell into place, and I thought again, hey, the moment we get our bloated nothingness out of the way, everything works just fine. You don't have to get into details, because the divine in us just puts the things into the right way, into the right position, at the right place. And it was beautiful, and the people just flew with it. The people were soaring with us in this consciousness of magic. And that magic continued through the day, through the evening. And it's something that will stay with me as just a monument of metaphysical quantum physics, and as a metaphysical monument of joy. It was just utterly great, and I want to thank Herb for that beautiful seminar and for these vibrations which I will carry with me and lift them.
And now we will hear from Dr. Varley's grandson, and godly son, grandson, Paul Aaron Little Eagle Varley, who is here to join with us on our celebration of our 30th anniversary, and we on his celebration of being a divine being. I give you with great pleasure, Little Eagle Paul.
Hello, I'm Paul Varley, and I come down here once in a while to see how things are going and see what's, make sure that everything's in order. And, you know, and I also like to see all the changes that happen, and they always are. And there's always so much energy and positiveness around here that it's almost like a bubble of sorts, and it's a really large sphere of influence that you just feel when you walk through the gate. And you know, everybody at the party yesterday was, I had something in common with every one of them, and everyone was happy and very positive and upbeat, and you know, it's just the way it's been created around here. So it's, and it's been that way for 30 years. And you know, I being 25 almost is, you know, can only go back so far, but I know that it was that way before too. So, but it's grown and grown and grown, and just when you think it might take a break from growing, it grows some more. And it's just the way it is around here. And I am definitely a carrier of the philosophy, and I like to apply it everywhere I can. And so it helps me do that, to come down here and kind of see everything how it is. So it's, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you all. Your words are a blessing to the total picture here at God Unlimited University of Healing. The Absolute Monastery is dedicated to having all these beautiful experiences take place, and you are there, and I am there. And what a joy that is. This will be our last talk relative to the seminar and to the retreat. We may say a thing or two about the seminar as the months go on, because it leaves a lasting impression on us. But so be it. As the sun sets slowly in the west, and we turn our attention to a new day, as the Essenes did when they went to sleep at night. That was the beginning of a new day, setting the pattern for life, beginning in the now. Thank you for listening, and thank you for tuning in. And if you have any suggestions of what you'd like to hear from the Thought for Today, Instant Illumination, or Absolute Philosopher, just send us a little note or an email, or call us on the phone, or whatever you'd like to do. We always accept. If you own any property you don't want anymore, if you have any buildings or houses you don't want anymore, if you have any money that you would like to turn over to a nonprofit corporation that's doing good work, just send it to us. These radio announcers or these radio evangelists who talk about that so well, they just seem to be flooded. And so we accept that too. But for you, we see you independently wealthy. We see you perfect in every way. We see every organ, action, function of your body functioning in this absolute perfect way. And we see you enjoying a perfect life, even as we are. Once again, thank you for listening, and I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.